This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Truist Championship. When you think Spike, you think Truist. You think golf.
Dude, this is awesome, man.
This is awesome.
It is very nice.
It's awesome.
I will say that. It is very nice.
I need you to get with the program here.
Feels like a good event.
Because
with golf in general?
With our show at golf courses.
No.
We're going to push this agenda.
This is when the big shows start really asserting themselves.
All the big PGA Championship next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great. We'll do that. What do you want to be like a monthly golf tournament? What are we talking about?
Hold on. Both days, Spike. We're going Thursday and Friday. Get with the program.
Yes.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. You got voted on this. 215.
Yeah, we are.
All right.
He didn't like that one, Spike.
No.
He didn't like that one at all.
I don't like it at all.
The thing I love about this is that I don't get to many pro golf tournaments.
Yep.
It's not like a basketball game, a football game, or a baseball game.
Sure.
I can go to anytime.
Yep.
So it's pretty cool to see the golfers. Listen, Spike, when you're a weekend golfer like I am and I'm out there hacking up the course everywhere,
yep,
it's nice to see what the professionals look like.
Oh, absolutely. I bet.
I'm close and personal.
I bet. Wish it was a sport. The Twitter question is
You are a bad guy.
Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jeweler. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Are the Phils back, yes or no? Ike, what is the result of the poll before we get to the Ike Truist Championship update?
This is a tricky one. I feel like people want to go with it and say they're back.
Yep, because they are.
Yeah. But,
they're back.
I still don't get an overwhelming feeling that people feel that way. So I'm going to go as close to the 50-50. I'll go slightly people don't believe it, and I'll give it a 54%.
64.7% say they're back.
Oh, let's go.
They're back.
Until they lose tonight, and then people are like, there they are.
Yes, I knew they were going to. I knew that would happen.
That's pretty good, though. 64%.
Yes, absolutely.
Do they have to sweep tonight?
I say yes.
It would be nice to get a sweep.
Lozardo, yeah.
Yeah, let's get a sweep.
Lozardo would pitch well, right?
Yeah.
Lozardo versus Pepe Oit.
Yeah, and he's a Floridisman, right? Lozardo. Well,
oh, yeah.
He's not. Yeah.
Is he from Florida?
He's from Florida.
Oh, yep. There you go.
215-592. 94-94. Are you back in on the Phils? Are they back? But we'll get to your calls in a second. But right now, it was so popular during the Masters, we had to bring Ike Golf back. Here we go.
And now, Ike Reese at the Truist Championship.
Tell you, there's nothing like a Thursday afternoon. Great golf,
yeah.
Great atmosphere, great course, great folks, and I'm out here with two of my best buds.
Oh yeah,
Spike Eskin, Jackie Golf.
Oh yeah,
what's up, fellas?
Hey, I am.
Well, I tell you what,
you're Philadelphia Cricket Club.
We have a great field. top 70 golfers out here. Only the number one golfer in the world pretty much isn't here.
Please lower your voice.
Sorry. Scottie Scheffler. He's not here. Yes. But I tell you, we have a pretty good group, especially going off in this afternoon. Rory just teed off not too long ago. He's going down the back stretch. Ooh. Xander Schauffele, Ludvig Åberg, he's out here. He's in the hunt. But I tell you, I look at this leaderboard, and I got to give you a name that I'm surprised to see up there. Ricky Fowler.
Ooh, wow. I'm surprised by that.
Ricky Fowler right now. With Denny McCarthy is leading this thing. Ooh. through 12 holes. He's 6 under. But Ricky Fowler tied for the lead through 9 at 6 under.
Interesting.
Has birdied 4 out of the last 6 holes.
Please lower your voice.
That's what he's done. Wow. Ricky Fowler, a fan favorite on the tour.
Yeah.
Doesn't win very often, but is someone that we like to root
Guys,
for.
Guys, is this a difficult course?
You know what? I would say it's tight. Now that means that there isn't a lot of open shots out here.
Yeah,
you got trees out here. Not as long.
Yep, definite pause.
Yep, not as long.
So it's tight as and not
see,
as
yeah,
long.
Yeah, not as long as you would see on tour with some of the other courses.
Yes,
but I'll tell you, for this being the first time they've hosted this tournament, and it's here in Philadelphia, I think it's a great course.
Yes,
I really do.
Ike and I were talking with one of the head of, Ike and I were talking with one of the heads of the PGA earlier.
Yes.
And he said that all the players were fired up to be here because it's more of an old school course.
What does that mean?
Well, so it's not as
long. No AI involved?
It's not as long and wide. It's
not
more
as long
of a,
and wide.
Yeah, it's more of a tight old school type course, which is what you expect from a great golf city like Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yes. Is Philadelphia a great golf
city? It is an unbelievable.
Well, it's becoming one.
And no, it's an underrated great golf. I mean, I got here and some the South Jersey's heating up as well.
I tell you, I am impressed.
Shut up, Spike. Shut up, Spike.
I'm impressed with the list of names of top golfers that are here. Because this isn't a regular stop on the tour.
Right.
So it's not like it's a tournament that every player looks forward to every year to come.
They will now.
But we got a good group out there.
Yeah,
Shane Lowry's out there. You got Cameron Young. One of my favorites, Corey Connors.
Yes.
He's out there.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Xander Schauffele winked at Ike.
That's enough.
Xander Schauffele winked at Ike earlier.
He did.
Yeah. People are asking.
All right. Are we still doing this?
Can I make one joke?
Yes.
Can I make one joke?
Okay.
People are asking what part of the city Rory's from.
Because he looks like a Philadelphian.
Yeah, does he?
He's got a great accent.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
They think he's a South Jerseyman.
That's what I said.
Here it is. All right. In 1 hour, we'll have Ike's next truest championship.
Spike could not wait for that one.
No,
end.
I like the bit. It just we
Too
could
long?
Do it for an hour.
Yeah. All right, stop whispering, though.
Ike's next truest championship update will be
juice!
At 3:30, 215-592-9494. Are the Phils back? Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Spike, Jackie, baseball, how's it going?
What's up, Bruce?
All right. Hey, look, Spikey, look, I don't know if you listened to the earlier show, but, but look, they had a huge clue on there about somebody that tries to be funny that really isn't. And I was the first one in the book. I'm like, man, who in the hell am I going to, who in the hell? Who's
Bruce, what are you talking about? What are we talking about here, Bruce?
Lock in.
Get it together.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I gave him your name, and they laughed. So, we're trashing coworkers now? So.
Ah.
I don't know. You came to he says, hey, you know, you guys, he makes some funny compliments when he goes after people, but I just wanted to just.
Wait, who does?
This was Spike. Spike said that.
Said what?
No,
I feel like this is a Who's On First episode.
All right, Bruce,
what do you got on the Phils, buddy?
All right, on the Phils, I'm still one of those people that's on the fence. I think there's several issues going on with the Phillies. I'm still concerned about their defense. I'm still concerned about Bryce's bat. And you know, this loss to the Mets, I still have a bad taste in my mouth about that. I think, you know, as they get through the schedule and they play a few more winning teams and another reprieve against the Mets, you know, we need to win that series then I can get a lot more comfortable. I mean, they're doing a lot of good things. And they're improving in a number of areas, but that's really what I'm just waiting to see.
So you just want to see more? Is that it?
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to figure out what it is people want to see. What it is holding them back. We know the starting pitching is going to be good, I don't think anybody in the offense is outperforming what they're capable of. If anything, I think there's probably room to grow for a few of them. You know, I don't know. I think so all you want to see is more. That's it.
Well, yeah. I just want to see that. I mean, because we still have some issues in the booth. I mean, Kirkring. I'm worried about Kirkring. I just want to see some improvement there, some more consistency, more than anything.
And then right. They've been pretty consistent on the bullpen besides Kirkering. I mean, also at the same time with Kirkering, do we expect him to be where he's been this entire season? I mean, it could be a season from hell from him, but, I mean, there's a good reliever there. I think he's going through a little bit of a rut right now.
Yeah. And then the other thing, I don't think this issue is also not – I don't think this issue is settled on Ranger versus versus Walker being – in the pen. I was not happy with that decision. I personally thought that Ranger should have gone to the bullpen first. That's still a big question mark. I mean, if he can get to 5 or 6 innings in these next few outings and pitch consistently, then that question is settled. But if he has another 1 or 2 bad outings, then they need to revisit that part also. Yeah. Because to me, Taiwan is just a better... And he's just a better fit in the starting rotation versus Walker.
Yeah. Now we're...
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Bruce. I actually think that
now everyone's like, Taiwan's our guy.
Well,
he might be.
They're doing the right thing or the smart thing, I think, in giving Ranger an opportunity to be good enough.
I agree.
And they'll have Taiwan waiting there, and if it doesn't work out with Ranger, and they'll find out whether it was Ranger getting tired, if it was pitching out of the stretch, whatever it was that disrupted what happened last year. Now, or what happened last outing. The only worry there is that was happening last year a little bit too when he was struggling with the back, is that he would come out okay, and then there would just be an inning or two that he couldn't get through. And I wonder if, to a certain extent, if his body is just failing him a little bit. He's not old. He's, 29 years old? But,
bad backs.
Bad backs, yep. 215-592-9494. Now, it's beautiful out today, but in no time, it's going to heat up out there. And when it's hot, if your old drafty windows are still there, your energy bills are going to go through the roof. If you're anything like me, I hate my summer energy bill. I hate it. You get new windows and doors from Guida, your energy bill is going to go down. And they're going to help you out with the price on the new windows and doors. I'll tell you about that in a second. But what those windows and doors are going to do, they're going to get your energy bills down. They're going to get the value of your home up, and you're going to be comfortable knowing that you crossed a project off the list and that you've done the right thing by your home, by your family, by yourself. 20% off everything when you go Guida right now. Every window, every door, 20% off. You're also going to be able to start that project with no money down, not a dollar, and interest-free financing up to 3 years, 36 months of interest-free financing. There are some restrictions. This is a limited time, so what you got to do is call 877-GO-GUIDA. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. They'll give you all the details, schedule your free, no-obligation in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
So another collapse from the Boston Celtics last night.
Hate to see it.
Against the Knicks. Knicks go up 2-0, winning two games in Boston. And I actually don't know your official position on this, but my official position is going to be, I know we had Tasty Cake Dom spoke about this yesterday, mm-hmm. as I know longtime Sixers fans hate the Celtics, and they want the Celtics to lose more than anything. Mm-hmm. I am telling you, if you feel, I understand if you feel that way, you don't know what's coming to you if the Knicks win this series. Like, this is not 1985 anymore. The Celtics have already won. Like, right. How can they hurt you anymore?
Right.
We're not going to hear from Celtics fans. We don't see Celtics fans in the street. Celtics fans have been coming down to the Xfinity Mobile Arena.
Yeah. That's right.
They've been coming down there for years. If the Celtics win a championship or get to the finals or whatever, it's just another one that they've done.
They've got a million championships.
If the Knicks get to the conference finals, those disgusting, loud, obnoxious fans are going to be so annoying. You have no idea. I know this hurts to say it, but me to you, you want the Celtics to come back and win this series. I'm telling you, that is how I feel. I want the Celtics to win the series. I'm not cheering for the Celtics.
Right.
I am cheering against the Knicks and their fans. I'm just like, I know there are a lot of scars there from the Celtics, but they're old scars.
Yeah.
They are our parents' scars.
Yeah.
They're not our scars.
Well, like, we did just have game 6 and 7.
Well, I guess.
Yeah, we did. Right. That was when the whole thing ended.
Yeah, I just like, I'm just
I
saying.
I think I'm with you, though.
Yeah, you want the Celtics to win it. You just don't want the Knicks to win.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. Yeah, I'm watching that game last night. I'm like, which one of these teams do I dislike the most? And who do I least want to see win?
Right. I just don't care if Tatum wins.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And you're right. They have already won. And something about the damn Knicks. You know, we even though we aren't similar, there is a similar level of failure to both organizations.
Knicks and the Sixers?
Knicks and the Sixers.
Yeah, absolutely.
That I don't want to see them have success before we have success.
Right, I don't want them to get out of the second round.
Right. Yeah, I kind of agree with you with that.
We are not playing on the Celtics level, quite honestly.
But I'm going to tell you where I get conflicted at.
Okay.
I like Brunson.
It's fine.
I like Brunson. You know, the whole Nova thing. I mean, we did cheer for them when they were here.
Yeah.
With Nova, they did win two titles. So, but that's my only conflict. I think I'm more with you that it would bother me more the Knicks winning and New York celebrating.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that would bother me more than Boston, because you're right. Boston is already established as a champion. They're better than us already. Like, yeah. But I like the way that Knicks team plays, yeah, man.
We're playing in a different sandbox than the
that
Celtics.
That Knicks team should not be up 2-0, man.
They shouldn't. They should.
They were
close. Well, the Celtics. What a choke. I mean,
seriously, the Celtics with the 3-point shooting. I mean, stop it. But to jump out and dominate for 2.5, 3 quarters for 2 straight games.
Yes.
And then can't close the game out. It's unbelievable. And I tuned into that game exactly when I felt like the Phillies were done. Like, okay, they got this. They got this under wraps. You know, I turned to the Celtics game, and the third quarter is winding down, and you're like,
you could feel it coming.
Yeah, I see it.
Yep.
I see it. But
you feel the tide coming.
I think I'm with you. The Knicks winning would bother me more.
It would be worse.
It would be worse.
Two levels. One, they would get to a place that we haven't gotten, and two, their fans would be insufferable.
Dude, is Jalen Brunson not a Philadelphia type player.
Sure, yeah, we would love him.
Here. Oh my God!
Oh yeah.
Well, I could have had him.
I don't even dislike the players. Yeah. On the Knicks. Cat, I don't like, but it's the fans.
Well, yeah, nobody likes Cat. Yeah, Cat. He's an Eagles, big Eagles fan, but still.
Jack, how do you feel on this?
Yeah, it's a tough one, but I am with you guys. The Knicks thing. Because I feel like the Sixers and the Knicks shouldn't be that far away.
Right.
And we can't let the Celtics have kind of given up on. You know what I mean? Where they already have a million titles. The Knicks haven't won since the
73.
73. You know? Yeah. I like having that.
Yes.
I like having that.
We got a 10-year advantage over them.
Yeah, we dominate them. Dominate them. So I hope the Celtics come back and win this series.
Yes. And that this would make Knicks fans feel even worse.
It's going at least six. I would not be surprised if it gets to the seventh game.
Yeah, the Celtics still favorites in the series.
Yeah, I would not be surprised.
215-592-9494. Curious what you think, whether you'd rather see the Knicks win the series or the Celtics. Oh, Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Fellas, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, Ike, listen, Spike, I don't care what you say. Listen, Surfside Invitation, right? You got it there right now, right?
No, that's Tuesday.
Yeah, we're the truest championship.
I'm about to say I should be there with you. You know what I mean? I'm the first guy to represent Stateside Vodka Surfside IC.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There you go.
Actually, I am. That's all right.
Yeah, man, I know, Spike. I know what you're saying. You know, customers aside. You know what I mean? Let's go down there and get that money. Yeah, I mean, yeah, listen. Yeah, what I'm saying to you, right? The Knicks, you know, first of all, the Phillies are not back. Okay, the Phillies.
Ooh, Trey's heating up. Trey's heating up.
Yeah, when they play the Mets, you know, you're going to see what they really.
What if why do you sound so happy when you say that, Chuck?
Happy. I'm just saying.
Wait till they play my Mets. Did you say my Mets when you said that? Interesting.
They're not my Mets. It's just the Mets. You know, they own them. You know what I mean? And you know, until I see them beat the Mets. Now, you know, I want to see the Philly do well, just as well as you do. I'm a Philadelphia guy.
I know.
Through and through. You know what I'm saying? I love the Flyers, the Phillies, the Sixers, and the Eagles.
And the
Eagles. You know, but I call a spade a spade. They cannot beat the Mets.
Well, and the Mets couldn't beat the Phillies until the playoffs last year, so that's
all right. You know, I see the Mets. You know, we see the Mets multiple times this year before the playoffs, and I want to see how they do against the Mets. That's it. Before I actually say that they're back, you know, what right. I mean, I like to, right. I like them doing well. They're doing well, and
Trey
and
hitting
proud.
400 his last 16 games.
Listen, I'm proud of them. I don't want to see them do bad. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? But you know, it's just that when you lose to New York the way that you lose to New York, and I can't stand New York. You know, it just does something to me.
We got this New York thing. It's cooking right now. We got Saquon here. We got this New York thing.
We need the Giants to. The Giants got to step up soon. You know, we got a nice little Philly New York rivalry.
Yeah, they'll be better this year. Giants will be better this year.
Be.
Yeah,
they're Giants.
Be a real team.
That guy looks
they're
like
not
Brian.
My Giants. Don't. You're,
there's
that
Brian Daboll right there.
Yeah, it's like
pre-Ozempic.
You're
what's that?
Like you're a Devils fan.
He is
I like Jack Hughes and Nico.
You sent us the picture of the Devils jersey last night.
I do have it. They gave it to me.
That's a travesty. You hear me? I tell you.
They gave it to me.
Are you kidding me, Spike?
They gave me the jersey.
With his name on the back. Eskin, 22.
Yeah.
You know, they don't even exist against South Jersey now. You know, they don't even exist.
Yeah, yeah. Like father, like son, likes free stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I would say this, right?
Yeah.
You know, Jalen Brunson, I'm a Villanova fan, so I love the Villanova Wildcats.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just
were you a Temple guy in the 80s, though, 90s, and then you went to Nova?
No,
or are you always a Nova guy?
Oh, you seem like a John Chaney guy.
Bro, you're not a
mean
guy.
You didn't love John Chaney?
You're full of it.
I like John Chaney. I like John Chaney, but I've always been a Nova guy. I like Jay Wright, and I like those guys.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I bet you're calling him a choker in 2012.
Yeah, you see Mikal Bridges, who we should have had, and to see Jalen Brunson doing his thing, I'm proud of those guys, man. I don't look at the New York. I mean, they're not playing the Sixers. You know, I want them to kill the Celtics. I hate the Celtics.
I'm not on the same page.
Yeah, so I can't see the Celtics win this series. I'm sorry. I hate the Celtics. You know,
yeah, and I've been a Celtics hater since – I've certainly been a Celtics hater much longer. I've been a Celtics hater since a kid.
Well, that's because you're a Lakers fan.
Yeah, well, I don't like Boston. So, you know what I mean? That's just that. So, to see Jalen Brunson doing his thing, which he's the best fourth-quarter guy in
just
basketball.
A clutch.
Best Jalen in sports.
Yeah,
some would say.
Come on, Come on. Let's not go there. This one got a Super Bowl ring and a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson. Yeah.
Can you imagine if the Knicks won the NBA championship?
No.
Well, they're not going to win the NBA championship, but they are a scrappy team.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the danger. Thank you for the call, Chuck.
If they beat Boston, they can.
I want to paint the danger for everyone.
This is
a New York team. They get past the Celtics, which you won.
Right.
Then they're going to play the freaking Pacers.
You got the Pacers or the Cleveland, yeah.
They're going to play the Pacers?
Yeah.
I agree. And then
they get past the Celtics, they're in the finals.
Yeah, it's just like, we do not want the Knicks in the finals. We don't want the Knicks in the finals. I'm telling you.
Could be good for the sport.
No.
Well, it would be good for the sport.
No.
Oh, the Mecca? Come on, man. The Mecca. I might be a Knick guy now.
Stop it.
Might be a Knick
I'm telling
guy.
You.
I'm a Mecca's man.
It'd be the worst thing that could ever happen to us if the Knicks end up in the finals. The worst thing that could ever happen to us. All right. 215-592-9494. Are the Phils back? And who do you want? The Celtics or the Knicks? Coming up next, High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Yeah,
that's what we're
buddy.
Doing. All right. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Frist. We are at the Truist Championship at the Philadelphia Cricket Club.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.